malnutrition. I was nearly 30 pounds underweight. They had the audacity to ask me how much I drank. What could that possibly have to do with anything? I promised I would never do it again. For the first time in my life, I tried very hard to quit drinking. After a few days of shakes and nausea, I decided that a shot of tequila wouldn't hurt. I had managed to put on a little weight, but 6 months later I collapsed and was diagnosed with a bleeding ulcer. I was in the hospital for 4 days that time. They told me that if I didn't stop drinking, I would probably die. My son called his grandparents and they traveled to the mountains to visit us. I had not seen them for years. We got along much better than I expected. The relationship they formed with my son was incredible. My dad took his grandson hiking in the wilderness, and Mom helped out with looking after him while I worked. My health continued to fail. My parents wound up moving to our town in an attempt to help their grandson and me. My dad and I decided to go to a Native American gathering. I hadn't been to one of these powwows since I was a child. When we heard the drums and watched the dancers, I felt some great passion well up inside me. I felt like an outsider. I wanted a drink. I wore my hair down to my waist and wore a lot of turquoise jewelry I had collected over the years. I looked like the people, but I certainly didn't feel like one of them. I felt as if they all knew something I didn't. In an effort to prove I was getting better, I started hitting the streets again in order to make more money.